Today, we're going to talk with Adam Stripko. He is a Sparrow Certified Athletic Trainer and Sports Medicine Expert. Our topic this morning is tennis elbow. Anyone? We're going to talk about elbow injuries in young athletes. Adam, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. I've got 10 and 8-year-old kids who play four sports, and although we've had some cracks in the ankle bones, along growth plates, and we've had some sprains here and there, haven't had to deal with elbow injuries. How prevalent are elbow injuries in young athletes?
They're not as high as ankle injuries or knee injuries or the common bumps and bruises and other sorts of fractures. You see a lot of elbow injuries, though, in youth overhead athletes, especially baseball players and pitchers.
How difficult is it to diagnose an elbow injury? You know, how can you tell if it's a sore or just something more serious?
It's actually pretty difficult to diagnose an elbow injury. Usually it takes a long time of gathering history from the athlete, including their activity levels. Many of the injuries share some of the same symptoms. The athlete may have just a strain of some of the muscles in his forearm. He may have something which is called little leaguer's elbow or a stress fracture in the elbow, or a ligament in his elbow may have failed him. You know, all three share about the same symptoms and makes it very difficult for the athlete to do any sorts of overhead throwing.
What is tennis elbow?
Tennis elbow is the inflammation on the outside of the elbow, mostly of the extensor muscles that allow your wrist to extend, and usually that's because of lack of strengthening or overuse.
I'm a youth baseball coach, and we don't allow our kids to throw any breaking pitches. We don't let them throw curveballs. We just want them to throw fastballs. We want those arms to develop. But I know that some kids have issues, and Tommy John surgery is a very serious type of surgery. Tell us exactly what it is.
Tommy John surgery is reconstruction of the medial collateral ligament in the elbow. That's on the inside of the elbow. So when kids are thrown overhead, they place a lot of strain on the inside of the elbow, and sometimes that ligament can fail them. Either by throwing too much, the ligament will stretch out and it won't keep the proper closure in the elbow, or the ligament itself may tear.
All right.
It makes it very difficult for athletes to throw overhead.
The rules in the league that we play in, and that's the Mid-Michigan Pony League, state that a kid can't throw more than 9 outs or 3 innings per game and can only do that twice a week. But it still seems to be a challenge for some people in letting young athletes throw. How important is it to monitor how much throwing young athletes do?
It's very important to monitor how much the young athletes are throwing. And we're seeing a direct correlation with the number of pitches thrown, the types of pitches thrown, to the amount of injury that the athlete has.
All right, for kids, how difficult is it to rehab elbow injuries?
Kids, it is difficult. You really want to make sure that the bones have healed all the way down. If they had a stress fracture and if they had a ligament damage, you really try not to reconstruct a ligament if it's torn or damaged. We really want to work on the strengthening and allow natural healing of the ligament.
All right, and we've talked a little bit about it, but just to reemphasize, what can be done by parents and coaches to prevent elbow injuries from occurring in our kids?
Parents and coaches really need to monitor the amount of throwing that athletes are throwing. A lot of kids are playing in two or maybe even three baseball teams, and the rules kind of don't transfer over for the amounts of throwing. They may get a pitch or start one team in one league, and then a couple days later they're throwing again. Really, the parents should keep their kids throwing to maybe one, at the most 2 days a week, and keeping their pitches well under 100 total for the week.
And before we let you go, just out of curiosity, from your experience, are these injuries occurring because the kids are just not listening to their body, or are they being driven by coaches and parents to overextend themselves?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think a lot of kids, they're not listening to their body, saying it's sore, but then the kids also aren't exactly sure what may be going on with their elbow if it's just sore. They know that they threw a couple days ago. They know that they've been told that they can be sore from throwing. It's very hard for young kids to discern if they're sore or if they're actually hurt with these sorts of elbow injuries.
We've been talking with Adam Stripko. He's a Sparrow Certified Athletic Trainer and our sports medicine expert. To learn more about this conversation and much, much more, all you need to do is go to www.sparrow.org/meet the experts. Thanks so much, Adam. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.